I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells in my body. I know each by name. I am self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself. I walk in humility in the presence of the person. I can afford to be humble. I am not afraid. I am adequate. That doctrine shall prevail which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogmas. They create disorder in my personality. I am the enemy of all dogma, for dogma is a prison of the mind. I am a value. I have all the power to be what I want to be. There is glory in being human, in being a self-defining value. My name is man. My name is woman. I formed myself from my mandate. My mandate was the law. I entered earth as an act of will. I came to realize the promise of being a value, to realize the glory of being human, to discover more satisfying dimensions of being a person. I am not alone. I have never been alone. I shall never be alone, for I am a cluster. I am father, mother. I am the cluster of phenomena which constitute me. I am father, mother, child. I am the past, the present, and the future. I have no beginning and no end. I am the geodesic circle in which father and mother merge to become me. I extend myself into the child. I am the brick out of which society is built. I am the eternal person.
Man, Jerisa, I heard you all the way from Bermuda. Mope. Niger is from Cincinnati. Mope. Ah, great, great reading, Ife. Great power in that. They're going to come get you, Nasha, in Trinidad. You know, what's all that happening? You got the whole house shaking. All right, folks. I also want for us to, the way we honor the ancestors, one of the ways to call the ancestors forth is by studying their work and lifting up what they do. See, one thing is to call their names, but it's just like with your parents. You can say, oh, I honor father and mother. When you really honor them is when you continue the work that they started, the good work that they started. When you build on the foundation that they laid, when you don't enshrine their limitations, but you enshrine their good work and good foundations, and when you build upon that, that's when you really honor them. Not just when you call a name or give them a card at whatever designated holiday. And it's the same thing with our ancestors. We truly honor them. We truly pour libation for them when we continue their good work, when we seek to avenge the wrongs, when we continue to build the society or rebuild the society that we once that they had built, and to take that to the next level. So as we remember this, and as we say this, and as we live this, then we in fact are honoring our ancestors. It is in that spirit that I want to lead us into libation today. Starting, of course, always with the Creator, who created all things, known to us by many, 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 many names over many, many, many hundreds of thousands of years. The first anatomically modern human being there on the continent, the richest place on the earth, our home. We give homage and we thank the Creator for blessing us to be the people who people the earth. And for all those ancestors and for the Creator, we say, we pour libation and we say, Ashe. And for all those ancestors, many of whose names we've called this week and we've called last week and that we will call, we want to ask them to come to us today, this weekend, in our lives to be with us, so that we can become the best scholar warriors the world has ever known. We can become the best scholar, warriors, healers, and builders that the world has ever known. That is what we are preparing for. That's what we want our ancestors to bring to us for. I'm particularly want to bring to us the ancestor Baba Bafour, who said that for Africans, we were building for eternity, not for tomorrow, not just for the next quarter, not just for a little bit of praise, but building for eternity. So I want those ancestors whose names we've called and that we will call in the future to be with us so that we can build for eternity. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. All right. So with that, we're going to take a little stretch break. You come back here for our guardian session. I actually do want to start off with a little clip from Baba Bafour that we take a look at. It's real short. And then we'll also jump into tech time. Okay? Let me just check. Mama Abena Unique. Are you not Abena Unique? Excuse me. Abena Yinka, are you there? Okay. Alrighty. Then take your stretch break. Come back. Come right back. You got 2 minutes. Go to the bathroom. Please drink some water. Please stretch. See
you. Yo. Yo. Am I too loud? Let me get it back. Back up off of it. There's nothing in the world like freedom. Indeed. Indeed. How many of you familiar with that song? Hey, just for my other students, when it says I want to thank you, freedom, what kind of literary expression is that? When it says I want to thank you, freedom, give me the kind of literary expression. What's going on there? It's a literary technique. I want to thank you, freedom. Bingo, you win the prize, personification. Personification, it's what it is. Yep. All right, just as I promised, let's see here. Wrong one there. Well, that doesn't work. Hey, where's Baba Bafour? Just a minute, Baba Bafour is off the should be off our first page and just a second, family. Something that was supposed to be one place is not there. Okay, family, I'm just going to go another way. I was looking for the little video for Baba Bafour that's typically right off of my menu, but it has seemed to have been moved someplace. And so we're going to move from there. And let's turn this into tech time. Welcome, Safia. Welcome. Welcome indeed. So now let's go tech time and let's do a does everyone have student page yet? Okay, does everyone have your student page created? Does everyone know how to create a page? How to create a page and save it in your come on your folder. All right, everyone knows how to do that. Iny or Debbie. Don't leave it blank if it's Iny, Iny. Okay. Do you have a home page, a student home page? Iny or Debbie. Come on now. Participation is critical. Typing here. Thank you. This is not just Safia. This is everybody. I just boom. Next question. And if you don't answer it right in order, then that means you just got to say, yes, I have a home page, or yes, I have whatever, if you wait to the next question. Okay. Do you know how to save your text chat and post it on the wiki? Do you know how to do that? All righty. Next question. Have you been doing that? Have you been posting, saving your text chat and posting it to the wiki? Okay. Now, there's a new section that I want you to add to your page. It's just like a text chat section. It'll be your homework. You can put it for the week. You can add it as you are assigned. As we're getting ready for our parent meetings and regularly working with our parents, we want your parents to be able to say in every day, and certainly every weekend, every week, I want to be able to say, show me your homework that was assigned this week, and show me what you have completed on it. Okay, so there's a direct correlation. So put in a new section, homework ordered by week. All right, you can, and then put links to when you completed that homework. Okay, when you completed it, here's assignment and blah blah blah. All right, I'm willing to take some feedback on that because I know some of you have been doing it differently. So let me open it up to see if anybody has any ideas about that, or does that rub you the wrong way, or do you have a better way that you've been doing it? Do you want to share with everyone? It's open. Akila, I can't hear you. Was anybody else able to hear Akila? Safia, I see that you guys separated by classes. Here's what I want. It's fine that you have it separated by classes, and when you do the homework, I want you to put a link to it on that page, okay? On a page that you call your homework page 2000009, okay? I think. Just come back. Let's talk about it. I'd like for your parents to be able to, and your guardians who are working with you, to be able to say, okay, this was a sign. Now, this is the Keela in the background. We're going to have to work on a long Ethernet cord. All right. All right.
Baba Lakessa, I have different pages for my different classes. So I have like environmental science, and then I have environmental science class page that you can find on environmental science, and then I have an environmental science homework page, and then it goes into all the different links. So I'm not sure. Does that fit what you're saying? Because you said I need to have. Okay.
Okay. You have it broken down by classes, and by class you have the homework assignments by class. You have the text chats organized by class as well. Is that how you have it done? What I wanted to make it is this. If your mother goes or your guardian or others that we get to volunteer from the school, and they say, okay, I want to support Safia, I want them to be able to get to your stuff easily, okay, and without knowing how the wiki works and that kind of thing. So y'all help me think about it. Then here's what you can do, Safia. since you already have a homework page, just on the main page, put a section that's called homework and put a link to the existing homework pages that you have. So then they go there. One other thing that I want you to do on your page is I want you on your standard page, because this is your page for 2008-09, put your course schedule, what courses that you're taking, at what times, okay, and what instructors. All right, so that's on your student page. Also, decorate your student page, okay. However you would want to decorate it, long as it's clean, you know, you can do that. You know, you even can put some video there, I mean, and audio there if you want to, but kind of make it yours, have your personality, okay, put your colors on it. Speaking of that, does everyone know how to put pictures and artwork on your page? Do you know how to put video on your page? Okay, great. Akanke, I want you to get with Ife so that she can show you how to upload. The process is this. Resize your picture. Once you resize your picture so that it's not like huge, because many pictures you take them and they're just huge. You want to resize them outside of the wiki. Upload them to the wiki. And then once you upload them, you'll see them available on the right hand side, and I want to assign Ife with you. Ife, are you willing to take on that to showing Akanke how to get pictures up to her site? Would you also show her how to reduce them? I'll give you the link to VSO, which is one of the best reducers. Ife, are you willing to take that on? Okay. Nee, do you know how to add video to your page? Jerisa, do you know how to add video or audio to your page? Okay, I'm going to give you a telephone number for adding audio. And there is, and we'll have to go from 1 and 2. All right, on that site there is a telephone number, and it's a telephone number for like an answering service, but we use it to digitize, so you can call the number on the phone and you can speak your message and have it where when people come to your page, they can click on it and they can hear a message from you. All right, get used to it, because we're going to be making various messages in that kind of way. And it allows you, it doesn't do video on that site, but you can, from any telephone, cell phone, regular phone, landline, you can call that and have it. And of course, those of you with us last year use that at the end of the year in order to put audio only there. Okay, so that's it right now. If there are any questions, it's 8:50 in terms of for tech time. Again, I apologize that you weren't able to hear Bible before the video that I thought I had queued up, but we're rolling with it, and I'll make sure that you hear another time. I will say that when you hear me, you hear him, because he's with me all the time. All right, any other questions for this tech time?
Okay, I'm trying to make my new student page, and I'm trying to put a link on it to make it a new page. But as soon as I bring up the link icon, I can't press OK or cancel or anything. It just gets stuck right there, and I can't do anything from that.
Are you trying to do it inside the browser?
The conference browser? No.
Oh, Ife, that happened to me to where it would just, like, stay right there. But what I did is just, like, let it sit there for a minute, and then eventually it came up. Like, it wouldn't come up. It would just be, like, the gray screen. My screen would go gray, and then it would be, like, didn't pull it up. But I just waited until it. You just have to wait, and then it'll come up. That's what it did for me. I mean, it came up, and then I could push the button and make the link and everything. Because at first I thought I couldn't make it, so that's why I had name on it.
Okay, thanks. Wait, you saying they can't have spaces in the name?
I don't want spaces in the names. Sometimes it takes it, sometimes it doesn't. It always takes it. If it doesn't have spaces, use dashes or underscores, please. One of the things that I'm, you know, working with the server on, folks, we have nearly 8,000 pages of student and teacher draft and final work. Can y'all believe that? Yay! You know, there's Wikipedia and then there's Aya Wiki. We have 8,000 pages of collaboration. And do you know, sometimes when you're searching for subjects, do you know some students have already done some of those things? And you can add, as long as if you get something from a student's page, as long as you give them credit, you can quote those students from that page. Okay, you cannot just cut and paste it as if it's your work, but you certainly can use that as a jumping off point and quote them and refer to them, okay? Because that's what we're building. And long after you have traveled through here, other students will be able to use your good work. Isn't that wonderful? We are building for eternity. All right, folks, get out of here. Enjoy your 6 minutes before your class. Diffie Q is first thing this morning, I think, yes. And so for those of you who are not in Diffie Q, you can come right back here. We're going to take it to another level. Also, if you need to, Bakari, give me a telephone call. Let me know what's going on over there at the cluster site, please. 404-201-2356. All right. I hear it, but give me a telephone number. You seem to be going on and off there, and so I want to know what's going on over there. So please give me have the Mama Yinka, give me a call, please. All right, folks. Enjoy your what's now 5 minutes. See you back here, or see you if you're in Diffie Q, differential equations. Make it there.
I'm on a delay right now. I guess I'll just have to sign out and stand back in. But, where are we going if we're not in Diffie Q?
Okay. Hey, Mama Yinka. You there? Good morning, everyone. Mache again. Mama Yinka, come on. The talk now button or type. Let me know that you're there. I'm sorry, for some reason your mic is not working. Okay, I got you. I got you. So, just so that we have a sense of what we missed, what is it that you love that you, I don't know why it's not working, that did you share with that cluster that's there this morning? You might try that talk now button again. Just hold it down a little bit.
How about now?
That's cool. We can hear you. Watch the text chat.
Okay, I see. We were helping Mama Nubuntu get out a little bit, so we did the morning ritual. We poured libation and we did the morning songs. We didn't get to share with each other. We're going to share at the first break, and actually I wanted to let them know what I'm able to teach and see where their interests lie. And it's crochet, gardening, and live food prep. So those are the plans. We just have to talk and collaborate.
Ooh, scared of you. Wonderful. That's right. Plant some stuff out there. Get dig in the dirt. All right. Welcome, Brother Balagoon. Welcome. Are you coming to get your Diffie Q students in addition to saying hello to folks?
Absolutely. I'm coming to say hello to everybody. I was pleased to see Mama Yinka. Pleased to see all the rest of my students, and I am here to get my Diffie Q students.
You can't have them. No, 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 Brother Balagoon, you can't take them. No! Okay. All right, what can I say?
Yes, if you all can meet me in the math room, I'll see you all there. And once again, hello to everybody and the rest of you. I will see you later.
All right. Take care, my brother. Take care. All right, folks. Minus the Diffie Q students. Let's see here. Who else? Sophia, you're not taking Diffie Q this semester? All right. All righty. Well, you're here with me, and we'll use this time. Tell me, this is going to be a combination time. You have your regular test prep time on Tuesday and Thursday, but we also use your study group time either for particular projects that you have or for continued test prep, and or, you know, or if you have some big homework projects coming up. And welcome back, Mama Fool. Can you hear us? Mama Yinka is at the cluster there, that's at Mama Nabantu's house. And so, Mama Yinka, would you say again hello to Mama Fool, who's in Bermuda, and she's our cluster coordinator that's there. Then we'll get moving. So type in, or come, yeah, type in, and you can also come and talk about it if you want to. What work is in front of you? What work have you not done that you need to be completed? And I'll make an assessment. And let me get off the talk now button so that Mama Yinka can greet Mama Afua from, not Akua, but Afua from Bermuda.
My power show, excuse me, Mama Afua. Greetings from here in Atlanta.
Good morning and greetings from Bermuda.
Hey, I know you. We met when you were in Atlanta.
You remember me?
Yes, yes, yes. It was a great time. Good seeing you again.
Good seeing you too.
Okay, students, I'm waiting for either projects that you're actively working on or work that you, homework that you have to do. All right, Brother Balagoon, you need to grab some more folks? Okay, I think he went and he got and grabbed one, a couple of them who were hanging out. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, this year we're going to come and get you. Where's my Jerisa, Mama Fool?
Okay, I need to read the article for Baba Mafiki. Also, I have to start researching my African countries for comparative history and government, and start my writing journal. And I think that's all that I have to do.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is leave half time for that, because I want Mama Yinka to see how we go to our test prep site. I want us to spend half of this time, at least 30 minutes, on the test prep site. And I promised you a quiz on that. So everybody, we'll do that for the first half. In the last half of the class, you can work on your projects or your homework. Now, as a cluster leader or as a guardian at the site, when there are these study halls, your job is to be clear about what the student is working on and support them in working on it. We actually like that they have that time where they may be reading, researching, working on a project, and they are not necessarily, or they may be interacting with a smaller cluster of people if necessary, but that is a time that's a little less structured, okay, and more self-directed, and of course you will need to give some help with that. So just as I did, being clear, this is also where going to their student page, you can see their homework, you can see their projects, ask them to show you where it is. If they do one of them, I don't have anything to do kind of thing. But making sure that they're on it here, okay? If so you got that sense of that's what I want you to do, and it gives a shift and a break, all right? I also want to give you, Mama Yinka, particularly a taste of the test prep, and I promised others this week that we would have a quiz on that. So we're going to have a short quiz, and then from that short quiz, I'm going to also then have us literally go into some of those, because that's also something that is always up for you to do. There are tutorials in terms of language, there's tutorials in math and those things as they go through the test prep material, okay? So without any further ado, I want every one of you to put your private to message to me. So my name should be in your private to message, okay? That means anything that you type. Yes, you can log off and go downstairs if you like. No, stick around. It's all right. Stick around so that you can see how it's done. Give me an affirmation that you're under your private to the messages to me. So Mama Fu and Mama Yinka, y'all can do the same thing when you're working with students. And this is one way to do an oral quiz so that when they type the answers, I will get all of them, but they won't be sharing them with each other at this time. And they will be able to see their own and have a record of their own answers, okay? All right, I also put them in soft presentation mode so that within the context of this conference, they are not... they go where I have them to go, okay? The key, however, is how quickly they need to answer the question, because I want them to be able to quickly, know it and not just look it up, okay? Before I start, Mama Fu and Mama Yinka, do you understand why I'm doing it like that and what I'm setting up for this quiz? All right. The first question is, what are the three sections, the three testing sections of the SAT? You have 20 seconds. What are the three testing sections of the SAT? Bam! Time's up. Just as with the SAT, when you have 20 seconds, if you are 21, it doesn't count. If you are over time, when they say put the pencils down, and you're over time, just a minute, I'm about to get it, it doesn't count. Okay? You can be totally disqualified. Okay, so you have to start putting stuff in, all right? If you got two in, then that's better than none in, okay? You can put them in serially, okay? I can think of that one. Put that in, okay? But you do not hold it out and wait to the last minute. So nobody got anything right on that because you did not do it in time, okay? Now, yes, I see yours. I saw yours. And it came after I said, bam. Yes, well, and you know, I'm sorry, that doesn't count either. You get here on time. I'm just giving y'all a sense of when it's test taking time. Okay, for you got it right before it. I got you. The key is, let me tell you what the three are, all right? And what I'll do is I'll put in the text chat, bam, so that we got the official record there and it's not just with my voice, okay? All right, so let's have you know the three sections are critical reading, quantitative, and writing. Okay, critical reading, quantitative, and writing. All right, type in the text chat, please. Critical reading, quantitative, and writing. Critical reading, quantitative, and writing. Type it, please. And if you don't know how to spell quantitative, you can look it up later. Critical reading, quantitative, and writing. Those are the three sections. All right. Everybody needs to be typing that. I want to see it, please. Come on. Akanke, let's roll. Don't see anything from you. Knee, I don't see anything from you. All right. Ready for the next question. Got to keep it moving. the critical reading section is broken into three sections for the critical reading section. The first two are 25 minutes long, true or false. You have 30 seconds. Time's up. Under the critical reading section, there are two sections. Sentence completion sections and reading comprehension. Two sections are 25 minutes long, and the third section is 20 minutes long. All right. Two sections under the critical reading. Now that the test part right here is over for this section, so I want you to take notes. There are three sections. Under the critical reading, it will test sentence completion and reading comprehension. The two sections are 25 minutes long and the third is 20 minutes long. Please type that in the text chat or put it in your notes. You want to know the structure of the test that you're taking. I don't see any. Tell me when you've gotten it in your notes or when you're putting in the text chat that you can save. You can still keep the private. Yes, I will. The critical reading section of the SAT has two sections. It tests two different things. It tests reading comprehension and sentence completion. All right. But those are divided into three sections. So it tests your sentence completion and reading comprehension. Your sentence completion is basically vocabulary, right? Reading comprehension, one easier and then a more difficult reading comprehension section, okay? And two sections are 25 minutes long and the third is 20 minutes long, okay? You want to know what is going on. All right, now. Let's now go, some of you under the, put your private message, make sure your private message is to me, because now you've taken your notes. The next question on this test. The math in the SAT, on the SAT, is up to calculus. The math on the SAT covers everything up to calculus, up to and including calculus. True or false? The math on the SAT covers everything up to and including calculus. You have 30 seconds. Time's up. Okay, next question. Then what does it cover? Then what does it cover? What math in the quantitative section does the SAT contain? If you said false, and most of you did, then what does it cover? I see. What's the subjects? What subjects? And what does it cover? And you can include what subjects? If you say a particular grade, then what subjects would be expected? Now, all right, now just so that you don't get discombobulated, how many of you know, this is not a test, you've answered that, this is not a test question. How many of you know people who take geometry in the eighth grade? Is geometry typically taught in a regular public school in the eighth grade? Annie or Debbie? Right. So when they're talking about math, they're talking about the arithmetic portion. When you are reading it again and it says, the SAT does not contain much more math, more complicated than is covered through an eighth grade curriculum, they are talking about the arithmetic. Okay. You also must know algebra, geometry, and data analysis. Next question for your test. What is spatial reasoning? What is spatial reasoning, or give an example of spatial reasoning? What is spatial reasoning, or give an example of spatial reasoning? It says in our introduction that you were supposed to read that geometry is a little different from arithmetic and algebra. Geometry requires spatial reasoning skills. What do they mean by spatial reasoning? I love unique. That's supposed to be private to me. If I ask you to do private message to me and you put it in the public text chat, you lose points. Not only do you not get a point, you will lose a point. When we are doing a quiz, your message must be private to me so that you're not sharing that with other students at this time. Yes, indeed. Okay. All right. So, now we looked this up and we gave examples. What was the example in class? Spatial reasoning. All right, I mean, time's up for the question. You either have it in or don't. Well, what's on our site, number2.com, which you were to study during these periods, under the geometry section, it says geometry requires spatial reasoning skills and understanding of points, lines, figures, and how they relate to each other. Points, lines, and figures, and how they relate to each other. You need to master some concepts, including perimeter, area, volume, and coordinating points. Question, and this is not a test on your reading, but it is a self-evaluation. Please answer honestly. Do you know how and the formula for figuring out the perimeter of a triangle? What is the formula for figuring out the perimeter of a triangle? What's the formula? Okay. Very good. If you don't know, you can just say, I don't know. I'm not asking you to look it up right now, man, which is why I'm only giving you 30 seconds. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Because part of what you're doing here is you're getting clear about what you know, so what you can focus on. So I'm not asking you to look it up right now, okay? You know, all right. How do you figure out the perimeter of a rectangle? Who knows the formula for that? If you know, please put it. If you don't, please put the But I don't know. If you know it, put the formula here. All right, great. Time's up. How do I have a square building and I need to put carpet on the floor. I have nothing in it yet. It's a new building, so I don't have to move anything around, but I need to know how much carpet to order. How do I figure out the area so that I know how much carpet to order? Okay, I see y'all a little bit more confident about area of a rectangular. Okay, all right. For this, you will need to be rock solid, okay? All right, so when you're going through the tutorials, make sure you have those, okay? Make sure you have those, all right? And have those down pat, okay? The key is you want to, okay, Akilah, I'm sorry that you are, which is why before you thought you put it in time and you're on a delay, okay? Next question. You will have to write on the writing section, and you have on the writing section consists of two parts. What are the two parts of the writing section of the SAT? Good, Unique. You got it correct. Akilah, you got 50% right and 50% not. Multiple choice of what, Akanke? Very good, Bakara. Very good, Jerisa. Very good. All right, time's up. Okay. You have 25 minutes for one section and 35 minutes for the other section. Which section is 25 minutes long and which section is 35 minutes long? Unique, you have both for writing and writing. That can't be the case. Akanke, it's the opposite. Bakara, you're right. Isko, you're right. Jerisa, you're correct. Nigel Brown, where are you? I don't see your participation. Okay, now we're switching. back to another section here. In the reading comprehension section, you have to read a passage, and your job is to focus on four things. I'm going to mention four things. You tell me which of these is not true. Your job is to focus on four things during the reading comprehension section. I'm going to mention four things. One of them is not true. The questions on the reading comprehension will relate to the content of the passage, discerning its main points and significant details, and focusing on how long the passage is. Content of the passage, discerning, that is determining its main points and significant details, that's three, and how long the passage is. Which one of those doesn't belong? Content of the passage, determining its main points and significant details, and determining the length of the passage, or how long. Very good, Unique. Very good, Akila. Very good, Akanke. Very good, Jerisa. Very good, Bakari. Okay, let's go to the next question. The next question. You will be asked to make inferences based on the information given in the passage. Okay? Naja Brown, very good. Thank you for responding. I like your response. Don't stay silent, because I don't know whether you're here or not. When you're silent, when you don't know, that tells me where we can focus. So just stay in the game. Based on your critical reading, you will be asked to make inferences. What is an inference? What is an inference? Please don't look it up. Put in the text chat. What is an inference? Guess if you need to. Very good, East Coast. You're close. Very good. Akanke, good. There's a little bit more you want to put to it. If you don't know, then we went over that in class during our test prep class, so you want to review that. Okay. You also, in addition to making inferences based on the information that you're given, you also will be asked to describe the author's opinion. In this section, very good, Jerisa. What you can say, very good. You're right. You'll also be asked to describe the author's opinions. In this section, you're tested on your ability to synthesize and integrate the ideas presented in a passage. What does synthesize and integrate mean? What does synthesize and integrate mean in this section? In this reading comprehension section, you will be tested on your ability to synthesize and integrate the ideas presented in the passage. What do they mean by synthesize and integrate? Abner Unique, that is to analyze. That is, break down is to analyze. That's a process that you may have to do in order to synthesize. Nope, East Coast, that's a good guess, but not right. Akanke, you're on the money, at least for the integrate. Yeah, I'll accept that for both of them. Akila, nope, not quite. Okay. Now, the reason, test over. Now, tell me, how'd you do? Now, I'm just talking about from your own take, how did you do? From your own take, in terms of, were you confident about your answers that you gave to me? Or 90% of the time, 100% of the time, 50% of the time? Were you guessing, most of the time? Very good, Jerisa. I'm off the talk now button. You tell me, I got that you could have done better, but I wanted to get a sense of from you, given the questions that you answered, do you think 80, 90, 100% of the time you got the answers correct? Do you think you got them correct 50% of the time, or were you guessing 50% of the time? Or do you think you may have gotten 20% correct? Okay.
I don't think that a lot of them I didn't know the answers to, so I don't think that I did that good on it, because a lot of the time I was just guessing, and I didn't study that much on the number2.com, so I don't think I did that good.
Thank you, Akila. Any other responses? Okay. Now, the reason I'm asking you this way is because when you go into the SAT, you're not looking for somebody to tell you, I got that right. You know that you got the answer correct. I have one more last question for you. Is Marvel Jurisdiction got 85% correct 85% of the time? Okay. Last question. True or false? The SAT is a test of your intelligence. True or false? The SAT is a test of your intelligence. And then why are you taking it? Why do you even think about taking it? Why do people take it? Everybody answered correctly. It is not. Very good. It is not a test of your intelligence. Then why is it important to take it? Why is it important to take it? On the talk now button, or you can type, you can take your private message off and send that to everybody. Why do you think it's important to take it?
So they can see the skills. So they can see the skills you did.
When people do it, when they see, they want to see their study skills. I mean, not their study skills. Okay, they want to see how much you learned and everything so you can get into a college and real colleges and everything. Just to, if you pass SAT, they think that that's a mark of, you know, that you actually learned what, you know, you were supposed to learn through high school and everything, or through your education. And, yeah.
Very good. Several of you said a requirement to get into college. Nigel Brown said so they can see something. I'll ask her, who is they? Kanke says, to see how well you take standardized tests. Is that why you're taking it, so that you can see how well, why is that important, how well you take standardized tests, Akanke? Okay, and Unique says, because all the things the tests will be using in the world, and they want to make sure you know them. You would make a good commercial for them. Okay. I long for the time, and soon... when I'm not in the classroom so much, there's a dream that I've had of developing the ASAT, and I started on it back when Baba before he passed, and I look forward to having Mama Fu and Mama Yinka and others, and we work and complete an African SAT, because
it's if you are, some of the things are important for you to know as you operate in the world, and some of the things are not. What is important is that as African people, we have to succeed in this world, and we have to go beyond it. This world does not require that you know the vocabulary in order to move our community forward. It does not require you know that. It does not require that you know how to use your critical thinking to elevate your people. That is not on the SAT, and it's not in your regular curriculum. So we have to, you have to both know how to operate and excel in that area. And Barbara before called that a bulletproof vest. That's defensive. And you have to go beyond that. So we expect for you to make 2400 on the SAT by the time you graduate from IA. And we do not expect for you to believe that when you make 2400 on the SAT that you are a genius. We expect for you to believe that you are a genius already and for you to live it out. Okay? The SAT is something that you have to do, and we want you to do it. But that is not clearly enough. That is not our measure of success, or else we'd have a very different school. It is a measure because it's something that we have to do, and you have to do, and you have to be good at it. Okay? But you have to go much further beyond that. Okay? So just strap up. And I'm just having you understand that this is not the be-all and the end-all. We do expect for every one of you to make 2400 on SAT. That's a perfect score. Okay? No slouching on it. Because that is kindergarten compared to what you really have to learn in order to return our people to our traditional greatness. All right? Yes, Mama Fool, I remember our conversation, and we will return to that. It certainly has not gone anywhere in my mind. The plan, Mama Fool, is it referring to the African SAT, the ASAT is what it was called, ASAT. And we will have our students have to take the ASAT. We will offer it to others. And we look forward to when students brag about their ASAT score as much as they would brag or be ashamed of their SAT score, okay? And that is African Standard Achievement Test. All right. With that, it is 9:45. I want to open it up if you have any questions or comments from Mama Yinka, Mama Fua about this. Please just chime in on that. And then we'll give the students some time to do some of the reading and homework. And if you don't have any of that, it's certainly clear to me that most of you have not read your number2.com site. And before we start the tutorials, which we will start next week, your job is to know the test you're taking. People pay big money for them to tell them this stuff about the strategies of the test. They're right here, okay? We want you to know it. We want you to read it. This is the section. I don't mean the verbal. That's not where I want to be. Excuse me. Let me give you the one. It's called the essay exam. Under the SAT, you'll see it. You got to read it. Take notes on it. Play with it. From time to time, I will give you a pop quiz on what is on this exam. Not the content, but what's the structure of it, all right? With that, Mama Yinka, Mama Fua, any comments or questions, please add your voice.
Baba Bukasa and students, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for you to have the opportunity to go through and see what is the structure of the test. And the whole idea that you can score 2,400 on the test is mind-boggling, and I believe you can do it under the IA program.
Thank you, Mama. For Mama Yinka, try it again. Just hold it down a little longer.
Okay, I got it. Yes, I just wanted to make sure that I understood about the study hall. I'm to go, and I'm gonna be in the same area with them, going over what they're working on?
That's right. During the time they have study hall, they have work to do. Okay. For example, some of the students are going to use some of the time to read an assignment from Babwa Masiki Scales, who will be coming later this afternoon. Others have not done the work on number2.com. They have to show you the work that they have done. Sometimes an instructor will send you a message and ask for you to work with a student on a certain thing. Okay. Other times a student will show you the work that they have to do. And so the key is that they are on task on something. Again, sometimes it's a project, sometimes it's homework, but they'll let you know what it is, and you are to just make sure they're on task and give them any assistance that they need during this time, okay? And we like that flexibility. It just is a break in the curriculum for it, okay? We also like it because one of the advantages of homeschool students, what people like about homeschool students, is that they're self-directed. Now, and so we want to make sure we keep that element in of people having to be on task. We give them guidance and support, but they also know what they have to do, and they're not being spoon-fed every time. All right, so does that clear up your question, Mama Yinka?
Yes, it's much clearer. Hey, thank you. Bakari came and put my camera right in the right spot so that I could be seen well. Thank you, Bakari. And I'm looking forward to the ASAT. I think it'd be a great test for adults and parents, for the entire community, to test our knowledge and our actions. I'm sure that it won't be structured, you know, exactly like the SAT. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe a fourth section is how do your actions reflect your knowledge and skill set on the ASAT? So, looking forward to that.
Excellent. Well, we'll keep working on it, and the students will learn more and more about it. With that, please enjoy this time that you have working on it. If you are not in a cluster, Jerisa, you're going to be telling Mama Fua what you're working on. She'll be supporting you that. East Coast Bakari, Unique, you'll be being supported by Mama Yinka for. Akila, and Naja, would you put in the text chat right now for me what you're going to be working on, and I will check with you from time to time to monitor your progress. Okay. With that, y'all take care, and your next class will be Brother Balagun's class. I think it's going to be in sciences, operations management. Okay. You're welcome, East Cole, Bakari, Unique. Y'all log out of this space, because I may be talking to them. I don't want to disturb you. You can log into another space together if you want to. Mama Yinka, you can work with them. I expect in this room is Akanke, Akila, Amira, Naja Brown.
Bible Castle, Mayor's internet went down, but we have it in two-way jack, so she can hear what you're saying also right now.
Thank you. You know I miss her. You know, miss either one of y'all when you're not there. Okay, so I assume that you're going to be working on, that she also is going to be working on. Bob, just let her type in what she's going to be working on, please, so I'm clear about what you're working on.
I'm going to be reading the article, too. This is the mayor. That's right. Okay, I'm going to be reading the article right now. My internet's down, but when it went down, the page was up, so I can still see it. So that's what I'm going to be working on. And then I'm going to, I can't look up my government, but I'm going to start my writing journal in Word. So that's what I'm going to be working on.
Great. Would you type that in the text chat, please? Naja Brown, would you type in the text chat what you're going to be doing this period, for the rest of this period? Akila, I see yours. Thank you. Adasi. Akanke. I see yours, Madasi. All right, y'all go for it. Naja Brown, I don't see what you're going to be doing, sister. Talk to me. Oh, me too? Yes, you too. Read the article about my Masiki Scales class. All right, great. What I want you to do... is then right at the end for the last 5 minutes, then what I want y'all to do, who those of you going to be working on Baba Masiki Scales article, to have a discussion about it. I want to hear what you've taken from that article for the last 5 minutes of this class. All right? You got it. See you then. So that means 10, what is the time of this class? This class is over 10:30. So that means around 10:20. Let's do it around 10:20. Let's have a discussion at 10:20. All right. Bye now. Okay, folks. Apologize. We have about 6 minutes. So let's discuss what you've read so far. What you've gotten from what you read. What's interesting about it? What is it you don't understand? And would you give me the link to it, please? Somebody. Hello, is anybody home? Thank you for the link. That should be YOU'RE for a conke. It's a contraction for you are. Your, which also sounds like your. Okay, but it's a little bit different. No apologies necessary. It's cool. Just I've seen it a couple of times, and so you want to, even when you're typing fast, you want to put, it's just a little apostrophe there. I know that's what you meant. My job is to bring it up, bring it up. Okay, so talk to me about this article. You got the talk now button.
I'm here.
I didn't read the whole thing. I'm sorry if I cut anybody out, but I was just reading it. I was all excited. I didn't get to read the whole thing, but I'm almost done with it. Like, I'm pretty far into it, and it's really good so far. It's just talking about, like, the music industry and how, you know, white people have put money into it, and, you know, they buy artists if they think that, you know, they're going to stay in the industry for a long time. And also, it's talking about how middle class, you know, like black intellects and people who consider themselves black leaders and everything, the middle class, they kind of look down on this music, like, and the people, you know, who are in the lower class who create this music, like hip-hop music is basically what the article is about. But people who, they, like, kind of look down on this music and, like, it's inferior. And, like, you know, the people who create it are inferior to them because, you know, they live in ghettos and, you know, they make rap music and it just sounds like noise, you know. So that's basically what this article is about. And they're also talking about, right now, what I'm reading, is about artists who file bankruptcy.
Yeah, I didn't read the whole article either, but it was talking about, like, what Akira said, and then how they try to make a mockery of the music we make and stuff.
What is a neo-colonialist relationship?
Did you all hear me? I don't know.
Yeah, I can tell by the way the focus here. What do you make of the first paragraph? The very first paragraph.
Can you please repeat that? I don't understand what you asked.
Oh, I think that they're comparing, like, the rivalry between East and West hip-hop, you know, East Coast and West Coast hip-hop, between, like, different countries in Africa, or how it looked like the rumble of the jungle or something that went on in Africa, and something about the Congo, I can't quite remember.
Okay, all right, here's what you got to get to. That you had Europeans will create conflict, okay, in African countries. And so you had the Tutsis and the Hutu fighting each other in the Congo, killing each other tremendously, okay, and that was stimulated by Europeans, and including white folks here and white folks in Europe, okay, that rivalry, all right, and it ended, and it's not over yet actually, but in the massive part of massive death of us killing each other. And he's saying the East West Coast rivalry in terms of hip hop, okay, is the same thing. It really, it looks like they are fighting each other to control hip hop, and they're being controlled. Okay, it's really important that you understand this whole, you know, piece. The six major record firms have a colonial-like relationship, like like when countries, European countries, let's say, used to control Ghana, right? And then they are thrown out or moved out, but they still maintain control underneath. They maintain control indirectly. Before, they were sitting with white people in charge, sitting right up. Now, it's time to go. Okay, great. Anyway, it's important that you, I see in neither one of the comments did you focus on that. And that is the main part. If you miss that, then you don't understand how the other parts fit in there. Okay? So, with that, y'all take care. Y'all will discuss it, I'm sure, later on today. Take care. I'll see you in your class with Brother Balagoon at 10:45.